lie. Oh, she back home at apple pie. Yeah, she knows how to treat me right. Oh, I get it almost every night. Pie, 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 all I want is pie. Hot, cold, 9 days old, I love apple pie. I love my honey and whiskey too. Oh, but if by choice I'll tell what I choose. The one who helps me ease my mind. Oh, that cherry pumpkin apple pie. Pie, 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 all I want is pie. Early in the morning, late in the evening, till the day I die. Crust and a fruit to bake. Don't you give me no bread, don't you give me no cake. Oh, I'll eat it till the day I die. Oh, pie, 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 pie. All I want is pie. Hot, cold, 9 days old, I love apple pie. Pie, 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 all I want is pie. Early in the morning, late in the evening, till the day I die.
Pie, pie, pie. All I want is pie. That's Trout Steak Revival from Brighter Every Day with a very tasty tune called Pie. Trout Steak Revival playing Belly Up next Thursday, April 6th. Put that in your ear hole. Well, hello, indigenous earthlings. Here we are again, seven revolutions later, on the left side of the Great Divide, balancing into another Express Yourself. I'm Luke Nessler. Well, Bonedale Ballet debuts their new spring show, Four Seasons Variations, on April 8th, and follows that then with more shows the next day at the Coordination Studios. And joining Express Yourself today to talk about that are Anthony and Alexandra Yurkanitsa. Hi, Alexandra.
Hi, Luke. Thanks Welcome for back. Having us here. Hey, everybody out there.
Hi, Anthony. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good evening.
And we have two of the young stars of the show. Simon Cox is here. Hi, Simon.
Hi, guys out there in your cars, maybe, or your houses. Yeah.
See, you know how to do it. We also have Layla Salcedo here, too. Hi, Layla.
Hi.
Welcome to KD&K.
Thank you.
So this show, Four Seasons Variations. Tell me about it.
I'll start. Hi. Really quick. So Four Seasons Variations and Mixed Repertoire Dance Program is our 2017 spring dance performance, highlighting all of our Bonedale Ballet dancers.
How many are those?
We have about between 25 and 30.
Wow.
Roughly. And starting from ages 4 all the way up to Anthony and myself. So nice range
Which
of
I won't
ages.
Mention my age.
Yeah, I noticed that was artfully avoided.
So Four Seasons is our first half of our show, celebrating and highlighting our ballet dancers and celebrating really the change of seasons within the musical score we're using and within the beautiful state of Colorado we live in. So we will be utilizing very special music that has been, it's Vivaldi's Four Seasons, but it's been recomposed by a fellow named Max Richter. So very synthesized classical music, which is absolutely incredibly inspiring to dance and choreograph to. And then our second part of our show is Mixed Rep, which has three student solos they've choreographed, and then two group tap pieces with kids and adults and teens.
Huh. Wow. So it's a collaboration as usual.
It certainly is.
So what makes that, Anthony, music? What makes that music inspiring to choreograph to?
The sheer newness of this recomposed work of Vivaldi's Four Seasons, it makes you want to listen to it and hear things maybe you've never heard in the traditional Vivaldi's Four Seasons. So therefore, you know, it re-inspires on a personal note, which transfers into choreography, because you know you're so inspired, you say, wow, I really want to sort of bring out the high notes of this music. And you know, we composed this ballet as an idea because of this music, and it became something to inspire, you know, people, you know. It's just a really nice, beautiful piece of music.
Yeah. So Vivaldi like we've never heard it.
Yes.
Exactly.
Nice.
So for those of you that know Vivaldi and you know the Four Seasons classical music score, you will recognize the pieces for the most part. Some of them, there are subtle, more subtle hints of Vivaldi, but Max Richter is pretty clever to be able to have warped, but yet kept warped. Vivaldi's work the same. So it's interesting. Pretty amazing.
Do you like the music, Simon?
Yeah, I really like the music.
What do you like about it?
It's calm, it's slow, and I just like it a lot. And the reason I'm doing ballet is I was inspired by my cousins and Kawak and Posh. I was inspired by them, and my dad did ballet for 4 years, and he told me that it makes you really strong, so I wanted to do it. And then I was at my house with my neighbor, and I went over, and we were jumping on the trampoline, and I told him that I was going to start ballet, and he said ballet's for girls, and I said that it's also for boys, too, and it makes you really strong, so that's why I do ballet.
So has it made you strong? How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it for, like, 2 months.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Do you like it so far?
Yeah.
What do you like about it besides it makes you strong?
I just like how they move and their movements, their gestures, and just the whole thing. I like it a lot.
Now, what part do you have in the show, Simon?
Puck.
Puck? You're Puck?
Yeah.
Nice. Wow, so you get to play a lot of jokes on people and stuff like that?
Kind of? Maybe.
No, not really. But you get to jump around and...
Yeah, I get to jump around a lot.
Nice.
He's kind of a whimsical and a male embodiment, you know, of our theme.
Uh-huh.
The girls tend to be more sort of fairy-like. But I mean, coupled together, I kind of feel that, you know, if a student embodies, you know, that aspect of being more kind of ephemeral, more animated, then they kind of, that kind of transpires into the movement and embodies the four seasons, you know. And that could also be looked at as the four seasons of life, you know, like, you know, young age, middle, you know, adolescence, middle age, and older age. And so, you know, the musical score is so beautiful, it pulls you into those sorts of things. And the kids all kind of show that, they demonstrate that in their whimsical, you know, characterizations of these parts, in a way. And in a way, it sort of typifies what ballet is, because it embodies more of a, more of an expressive aspect. I mean, the girls can feel more sort of more feminine and light and expressive, and versus, you know, more sports-like or something like that. So it gives them a chance to kind of something internal to be expressed to their friends and externally. And in the context of this show, it's really nice to see that.
Oh, and one quick thing I didn't mention about the Four Seasons. So each season will be represented by seasonal fairies or fireflies, excuse me. So we have spring, summer, fall, and winter fairies or fireflies.
Ooh, I can just imagine the costumes,
yes,
for each season.
They are looking beautiful.
Do you like your Puck costume, Simon?
Yeah, I really like it. Yeah. The first time I tried, well, my dad's girlfriend picked it out, and then my dad told us that it was in a studio where my dad's girlfriend works. So we went over, and the costume I'm wearing, the top, it feels like scales. So the first time I tried it on without a tank top, it felt really, really weird. So I had to put a tank top on for my show. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it all green?
Well, it's like pink, green.
Uh-huh.
And white, and my horns are white and black.
You have horns?
Yeah.
You get to wear horns?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm trying to imagine which season Puck is in. I'll bet it's summer.
No.
No? Spring.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So is spring first in the show?
Yes.
It is? Yeah. Layla, which season do you get to dance in?
Spring.
Your spring? Nice. What do you get to wear when you dance?
Butterfly wings and
flowers.
What color flowers?
Blue, pink.
Ooh. Boy, I'll bet you're going to be pretty. Are you dancing in the summer or in the spring?
Spring.
You're in the spring too. Well, everybody, it sounds like everybody's in the spring.
we have a couple groups in spring, uh-huh. And then we have Anthony and I are dancing a pas de deux to represent summer, and then fall we have our teen and adult advanced ballet group, Autumn Nymphs, and Winter Solo, which is myself. So it's a wonderful group, and the rest of our kids are tapping in the second half. And three of our teenagers that are dancing lyrical and contemporary solos and tap solos have choreographed their own works as well.
They choreographed their own pieces.
Which is really terrific.
Is that a first? Is that the first time you've done that?
Not really.
We haven't, but it doesn't happen as often. We got really lucky this year how it all came together. They were really motivated to each put something together. So it's so great that they can bring forth their creativity. And
they're really starting to come into their own as dancers. So they're willing to make statements about their lives that are very important to them, and which I think really transfer quite well to the audience. One of them being Riven Sky, who briefly had a tragic loss of a friend. And so that inspired her and another friend to compose music for, and Riven choreographed movement to, as an ode for, you know, the passing away of this friend in an untimely way.
Wow, and that's really special.
It is really special, and to kind of help her, you know, draw out the emotion and what she's trying to say is really wonderful from a coach's standpoint for Alexandra and I, and to see her just mature as a dancer, because we've had her now for probably 5 years or so. And she's just really blossoming. And then sort of on the other end of the spectrum, we have another student that's very sort of gifted in an amazing facility of as a dancer. And it's going to be very impressive to see what she can do, because she's integrating some, you know, some gymnastics and some more of a lyrical quality. And so we're really happy to, you know, kind of fill in a pretty broad spectrum of movement in this show.
Well, I know coordination has been around for 14, 16, 17 years.
Yeah, since
years.
2004.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So.
But you haven't done a show every year. This is actually relatively recent, right?
Since Bonedell Ballet opened, which was, I would say, about, 4 years ago? Yeah.
We've done one or two a year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so we try to make it two shows a year. And really quick, our tap groups, before I forget. We have Kids Tap, a wonderful Kids Tap class during the week, and I've helped along with another student choreograph a great piece for them, Beachbound it's called. They're headed to the beach with tap shoes on. And then Anything Goes by our lovely, wonderful tap teacher, Janine Stickle, who's also the manager at the Carbondale Library Branch. She's also put together a great tap piece as well with her students, so it's going to be a very lively, positive, uplifting performance overall.
Yeah. And at the forefront of, you know, where Bonedell Ballet is going these days is, you know, our classes are filling up with Pilates and yoga. And we're starting to attract a lot of women that are trying to embrace a little more femininity in their movement and expression. And in a way, it's kind of, I guess you could look at it as a reiteration of the feminist movement in a sense, because, you know, from so many years, as we all know, there's been the pendulum has gone towards, you know, equal rights and benefit in the workplace and at home and whatnot. And now it's becoming, you know, kind of an issue where women want to really embrace their femininity and they find ballet to be, you know, a very graceful way to do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you ever do shows with adults besides the two of you?
There are adults in this show.
Oh, are there?
Yeah.
Are there?
Yes. Aside from us, yes, we do have in our tap group, we do have a couple of adults, so it's great. Huh. We love it.
And Dancers and Dinosaurs, we were able to have. That's probably a slightly larger cast, but there were a number of adults in that as well. And that was a success. It was really fun for a lot of people. And so that's kind of where we're going these days. A lot of actors and actresses are getting into our classes to try to develop a sort of stage presence and expression and sort of through the body language, you know, the grace and the carriage of the body. And that's really nice to see. So we're kind of branching out in ways we didn't think we would, but it's all really great. And
well, you've been discovering things all along, haven't you?
I mean,
you didn't have a hard dyed in the wool plan to begin with. Maybe you had some ideas, but yeah. I know that you're open to the spontaneous.
We are, and things kind of grow organically in this community, as you know, and that's one of the beautiful things about living here is, you know, pairing up with people and partnering and you know, sharing ideas and talents. And we have a storyteller who's one of our, angels of our in our company. Her name is Nancy Boyer, and I hope you're listening, Nancy. We love you. And she's going to be reading some poetry at the beginning of each season, and Simon will be doing some dancing to kind of, you know, sort of tee off the next season.
Is it hard to dance to a poem, Simon?
No, not really. But
really?
It's kind of hard. I'm still, I've got what I think I might do. I'm pretty sure I'm going to do it. But I'm also thinking of other things that I might do. But, yeah, it's kind of hard to do poems.
So you don't really have to ask permission to do new things. It sounds like you just get to do it.
Yeah.
If that's what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
We're really sort of, I guess, Simon is an embodiment of one of, like, a student made in heaven in a sense, because he's, you know, he tends to, you know, he embraces it, he sees where we're going with it, he can apply what he's learning to his life and his sports, and he's very enthusiastic about and so we give him free rein to do the choreography that he chooses, feels comfortable in this particular part. And so, you know, that's what it's about. It's developing courage, strength to persevere, and the ability to stand up in front of people knowing that you're not going to be judged and that you're going to be supported.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's a great guy. Thank you, Simon.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Layla.
Thank you, Layla and Simon. That's really great. Those are great lessons, aren't they?
Yeah.
That is so cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So let's get to the mundane specifics before I let you go. April 8th and 9th, two shows on the 8th, which is a Saturday, right?
Correct. Yes. Next Saturday, April 8th, 2 p.m. and then 6:30 p.m. And then Sunday, April 9th, 2 p.m. at our studio over at the Bridges building at Coordination.
And feel free to bring your friends. It's very family friendly.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, and if there any more information is required, you can go to BonedaleBallet.com, and you'll see some of our flyers around town.
Are you selling tickets online or at the door?
We're selling tickets at the door the day of the shows and anytime between now and next weekend, so throughout the week. And
we do accept credit cards, too, so.
Yeah.
Cool. Bonedale Ballet, doing it again. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Luke.
Thanks for having us.
Happy spring.
Yeah, same to you. All right, stay with us. There is more to come on today's Express Yourself.
Much fun when I'm trying to keep up.
rub my nose in dirt. Why do I even try? I don't know why. I guess I like to get hurt. I keep coming back to you, baby, like you want me to. Why can't we have what we had? I guess it's just another love gone bad.
Hey, hey, that is Jackie Green. Jackie Green coming to our valley, playing the Belly Up next Wednesday. And that show is not yet sold out. So Jackie Green at the Belly Up next Wednesday. Well, April in the Roaring Fork Valley. For cinephiles, that means Aspen Shorts Fest. Yay! It's a feast of film, and it's right around the corner. No foolin'. It's time to gorge on the best of short films from around the world. The curtain goes up on the 26th annual Shorts Fest this Tuesday, with a reception starting at 6:30 at the Red Brick, and Program 1 beginning a little later at 8:15 at Pepke Auditorium. Joining Express Yourself Now by telephone are John Thew, the Executive Director of Aspen Film. Hi, John.
Hey, Luke, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. Also joining us is Kathleen McGinnis, the Director of Programming. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. So what has you excited about this year's Shorts Fest?
Is it okay to say everything?
Yes, that's a great answer.
Well, so I would say, I think that I'm excited about introducing a new director of programming to the Roaring Fork Valley and to Aspen Showfest goers, film goers. Kathleen has over 2 decades of experience scouting and programming short filmmakers, so she's done an amazing job this year. We have 64 films representing 31 countries. I think, Kathleen, how many films did you view in order to select 64?
I think at the end of the day, we were nearly at 4,000 in consideration.
My goodness. How do you go through 4,000 films?
Carefully. And, I have a really amazing programming team. We put together a team of Aspen-based volunteers who helped us with the pre-screening, and they were wonderful. And then my team, my programming team, which is called from both Canada and America and Italy, we all were watching for months, and finally got it narrowed down to the final selection that we have now.
Well, I know a lot of the performances in Aspen take place at the Wheeler, but as always, you have some things going on in Carbondale at the Crystal Theater, not this weekend, but next. So let's focus a little bit on what audiences might see at the Carbondale programs.
Well, the great thing about Carbondale, besides the fact that we get to come to such a fabulous theater, which is I'm very excited about, is that we also are taking filmmakers down there. We have some filmmakers who will be attending with their films. And they get a chance to see a kind of a selection, an overview of what we're playing here in Aspen including our opening night program. We're going to end in Carbondale with a repeat of our opening night. So they're going to see quite a cross-selection of films with filmmakers in attendance, especially on Saturday.
Ooh, that's always nice. And I imagine that's awfully nice for the filmmakers, too, to actually see how audiences react to their work.
I think they are so excited to be able to be in a theater with an audience who wants to talk to them. They want to see how these audiences respond, but they actually also really want to engage. So you have these great Q&As, and then you have this opportunity to keep talking throughout the festival when you see people around the streets of the town, or if you get to meet them up at some of the public events that we're having that are not just screenings. That's why filmmakers come, really.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the networking opportunities and the chance to see audience reactions. Well, and I'm sure it doesn't hurt to have this festival being Oscar qualifying, too.
I think that helps. I think that does help.
Well, I noticed that you've divided the four programs in Carbondale and named them, one called Memories Lost and Found. Does that mean that's sort of a theme for the shows that are encapsulated in that program?
Exactly. So what we did is we picked all the films we really loved, and then I take all of the films as a group and I sit down and put them into packages that work as a complete package. So you have a little emotional roller coaster, if you will, of a ride throughout that one package. And we look at them, we link them thematically, and we look at how the program plays out, and then we come up with the titles and the description of the program.
Memories Lost and Found is the one on Saturday at 5 at 7:30. You call it Brave New World. That sounds like a deluxe dystopia.
I should have called it that. That's really good.
So dystopian.
Dystopian or, those horizons which maybe we used to all share, which now seem very foreign to some of us. New places to go with new ways to get there, things like that.
Oh, okay. And then Sunday you have the first program titled Landscapes and the second Around the World. Pretty self-explanatory there, but... Yeah, I think the thing that always strikes me when I go to see a Shorts Fest is how much the filmmakers cram into a short film. And that's an art in itself, isn't it?
Oh, I agree 1,000%. It is exactly that. It is an art because you have a very defined format and you've still got to get a beginning, middle, and end. You've got to do it well. You've got to showcase your voice. You've got to tell a story. It's a lot of work, and these filmmakers have done an amazing job.
Huh. Sort of like writing a short story, similar.
Exactly.
Huh.
Exactly, yeah.
Huh. Well, Shorts Fest coming up. Tickets are still available. I guess AspenShowTix.com is the place for that, right?
That's where you would get them if you want to go online. If you're in Aspen, you can pick them up at the Wheeler Box office. In Carbondale, you can also buy tickets in advance at Bonfire Coffee, which is right next door to the Crystal, or just before each program starts. Tickets will be on sale at the Crystal.
Okay. Well, Kathleen, I want to thank you for joining us, and welcome to the Roaring Fork Valley.
Thank you. It's beautiful here. I couldn't be happier to be here.
Well, I guess you'll probably be here for a while then, huh?
I hope so.
Well, to be able to live in this valley and do work that you love, that's a special blessing.
There we go. That's the dream.
And John, I want to thank you for joining us. Are you settling into Aspen Film and leading it?
I am. Aspen, been in Aspen almost 4 years now and almost 2 years at Aspen Film. So both are feeling like home now, and I'm really happy to be and honored and feel privileged to actually be doing what I'm doing.
Well, thank you for bringing the 26th Shorts Fest to the Roaring Fork Valley, both of you. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you.
All right, stay with us. More to come. It is 4:30, and we have Keyless and Cloud coming up next on KDNK. Thank you. We're back. It is 4:35. This is the Express Yourself Show on KDNK, and that was Atomga with some tuneful Afro-funk. Atomga plays Belly Up this coming Tuesday, April 4th. Maybe you remember Atomga from last year's Mountain Fair. They really tore it up. Okay, well, joining us now, after several years of touring and spending nearly every day together, has allowed Keyless and Cloud to develop a unique sound characterized by soulful melodies, close harmonies, and interweaving guitar lines that owe as much to jazz and classical music as folk and bluegrass. That never-ending tour brings them to Steve's Guitars tonight and Fruta tomorrow. And joining Express Yourself now are Maria Keyless on vocals and guitar. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
How are you?
Happy to be here. I'm great. Thank
Welcome
you.
To KDNK. Thanks. Also joining us is Rory Cloud on vocals and guitar. Hi, Rory.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm excellent.
That's
you.
Good. And Oscar Westison, I should have asked you how I should pronounce that.
That's right.
Did
There's
I say
very
it?
Very few Americans that it's capable of pronouncing that.
Wow, Westison. Oscar Westison on bass. Thanks for joining us, Oscar. So you're traveling on the basis of this new CD, Shake Me Now, out on Compass Records. Mm-hmm. Sounding pretty good. Are you happy with it?
Yeah, oh, we're yeah. very happy with it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What makes you happy about it?
Well, it was a great opportunity to work with Allison Brown in the studio in Nashville. And we got a great live sound with her. It was just a joy working with her and her team. And it was really fun to make the album, so...
That's a real feather in your cap for a young band, is Compass Records. How did that happen for you guys?
Well, we actually participated in a Fresh Grass competition. Fresh Grass is a festival that they have out in North Adams, Massachusetts. And Rory and I at the time were traveling as a duo, and we signed up for the duo competition. It's quite spontaneously, and ended up winning it. And the prize was to record with Allison.
Yeah, we got a free day in the studio, and that sort of led to the initial recordings for this record. It was done over two separate sessions. The bulk of it was done that first weekend. We got that free day, and then we booked three extra days just to get some extra material in there, and ended up doing another session many months later. And it just clicked, you know. We get along really well. She's very easy to work with. She's just a really sweet lady, and their whole team is kind of like that too. They're very supportive of new music, and we just decided that it felt like a good match.
Well, I'm sort of thinking you probably started in an indie band, but then along comes a major label like that. I don't know if that's considered major label, but it's certainly a
major
esteemed
indie
label. How about that?
Sure. Yeah.
So that's got to feel great.
It does feel good, yeah.
Yeah. What did working with Allison, did she change your musical track in any way from what it was before?
Yeah, there was a bit of that. We had all of the songs prearranged. Some of them were a little bit loose and kind of new. And she ended up kind of going through a producing process with us, listening to the tunes and getting into it with us. And she suggested a lot of things that were great and that shifted things in the songs.
Her
stamp is
her
definitely
own,
on it.
Yeah. She peppered her own flavor in the arrangements. Mm-hmm. It was nothing like super, out of left field necessarily, but it was always something that we wouldn't have thought of. So she would, you know, maybe like hear a section and say, oh, she always posed it as a question too. Have you ever thought of trying this out? You know, she was very, you know, easygoing with the whole thing. It was never like, yeah, I really think that you should do this instead. It was kind of like, oh, I love it. You know, here's what I'm hearing.
You know? Did she give you the space to say no?
Of course. Yeah.
She did.
Mm-hmm. But
just so happened we really liked everything she said.
Right. How about that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've heard great things about Compass Records, and all of my dealings as a music director here at the station with Compass have always been great. I mean, they love, just like they love independent artists, they love community radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Has that been your experience too around the country? I'm sure this isn't the first community radio station you've been in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of them are well connected with Compass, and there's a good relationship there. So
That even happened in Berkeley, back home where we are, where, you know, there's a radio station that we probably wouldn't have, you know, had a easy in with on our own. And then along came Compass, and you know, all of a sudden we were in the studio.
Yeah, boy, that validates a lot of things for you guys. Yeah, that's great. Well, you have your instruments. I'd love to hear a tune.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
We're gonna play the title track of the new album. It's called "Shake Me Now."
1, 2, 3.
Arizona, shook the highway, a feather in the wind. I saw the rise of Santa Fe burn in my eyes. In my eyes, I saw the rise of Santa Fe. You saw me coming, you were standing in the door, holding a guitar in your hands. You had me running through the desert wanting more, to be sung to be rocked again. Shake me now. I'm falling, I'm a feather in the wind. Take me now. I am falling, I'm a feather in the wind. I'm a feather in the wind.
Keyless and Cloud here at KDNK. I'm playing tonight over at Steve's Guitars. I hear that you've played Steve's before.
Yeah,
a long time ago.
Yeah?
Years.
Do you have pleasant memories of it?
Of course, yeah.
Definitely.
It's a wonderful place.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I imagine listening rooms are kind of nice to play as opposed to bars.
Yes.
Yeah, they're our favorite, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where we feel most at home, for sure. One of my favorite memories of Steve's, though, is going in the back and seeing all those concert posters.
Aren't they something?
From all the bands who've
been there, yeah.
Yeah. I just remember going back here and seeing all these groups that we, you know, admire and appreciate. You know.
When my son was 9 years old, I took him back there and he goes, "You mean the Beatles played at Steve's Guitars?"
That's funny.
Yeah. So that song, I'll bet you've played that a million times, but it's tight and seamless and beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I evidently there's a lot behind that song. I got the sense listening to the CD, Shake Me Now, I got the sense that it's very well rehearsed. I mean, it's just so seamless. Vocals and guitars, both.
Yeah, well, we play a lot together all the time. And, you know, we've been on the road. We've been playing with Oscar for a while as well. He's just joined us for a long tour. This is the first one. But we practice a lot.
Uh-huh.
We play a lot. We write a lot. It's kind of what we do. So we have a good rapport and just think it comes through.
When we're at home, the three of us rehearse every week, at least twice a week.
That's great.
We gig when we're in town. And, you know, now we're on the road as a trio full time. And then leading up to that, Maria and I played hundreds of shows around the country together.
Mm-hmm.
This song is maybe at least a couple of years old at this point.
Yeah.
So we've definitely played the heck out of it. Yeah.
Well, you've worked out a lot of things because those guitars are talking to each other.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. How does the writing process work for you guys?
Well, each tune is a little bit different, but I generally am the main lyricist right now. So I'll sort of bring a raw, rough form to Rory or to the whole group, and then we will sort of, you know, create the final piece together and mm-hmm. change it and shift it. And
yeah, Maria is definitely the catalyst for all, you know, like the great majority of what we do. And then yeah, the arranging process generally involves, nowadays it's the three of us pretty much all the time. You know, so we'll spend sometimes weeks on a new tune, just sort of refining parts and deciding, you know, what's fitting, what's not working, and you know, just like subtly adjusting until we sort of settle into something that feels like it's really supporting what Maria's, you know, sort of voiced with that song.
So once you've reached that point, do you debut them on stage or do you wait until they're recorded?
Oh, no, we definitely play before we record.
Do you?
And our goal is to play a lot before we record. Although on that album, that didn't always happen with some of those tunes. But yeah, we definitely like to rehearse it. Playing in front of people is a different type of rehearsal, and I think it's a similar, like, it's the kind of rehearsal that really benefits live recording.
Yeah.
So we, our goal is to usually work them out on stage first.
Yeah, one of the big challenges for us in this recording process was just that, which was that we would take these tunes, most of them were refined, but then we would sit away from the mics for 20 minutes or something with Allison and play through the tune a bunch of times, and she would, you know, throw in all of these wonderful sort of subtle changes to the tune, and then we would immediately go into the studio and record it live. So we would make these, you know, adjustments to the arrangement, and without rehearsing it, like the rehearsal would basically be us recording it behind the mics.
Wow, that's impressive.
Which was new. We hadn't necessarily done that before. Mm-hmm.
You have to be fearless to do that.
Yeah, they help with that.
I wouldn't say we were fearless. Right. But
no,
we did it.
Really? It doesn't feel that way?
Well, yeah.
They like dogged. Like one tune we played for 11 hours and we didn't even get a take of it.
Yeah. Huh. Well, you have your instruments again. I'd love to hear another tune before I have to let you go. Yeah.
All right. Let's do Black Sky. This is a tune called Black Sky Lightning that was born out of kind of a wild adventure in Nebraska.
Right.
One, two, three.
Break from the branches, your voice is calling through the canyon. Won't you come inside? Hold my hand, I can see it coming. I can see that black sky lightning. Weeping, my brother, with your head straight up in the clouds and your sweet lips on the bottle where the good Lord can't be found.
Nice. Keyless and Cloud playing here in the studios and playing tonight over at Steve's Guitars. So you guys hitting the festival circuit? Are you starting to play festivals?
We're starting.
Nice. Which ones are you doing this summer?
The only one that we've got confirmed is the Four Corners Folk Fest in Pagosa Springs.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
Yeah. God, we're really excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Wood Brothers are going to be there. Sarah Rose. A bunch of people we're really into.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Last summer we did Folks Fest in Lyons.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Was that a good one for you too?
Yeah.
It was great.
Fantastic.
Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be a really great opportunity to network with other musicians at those festivals.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And reconnect with people that we've seen in other parts of the country.
Uh huh.
Trying to think of some of the groups. Like David Wax Museum was there, and I remember before this project, I was at the Newport Folk Festival in Rhode Island just as an attendee, and. Through a random series of events, ended up on the roof of Fort Adams at midnight after the festival was over, and David Wax Museum and Low Anthem and all these guys were just like hanging up on this rooftop playing tunes till 1 a.m. And
nice.
I got to meet David Wax Museum there, and so it was kind of cool to reconnect with them. And yeah,
life is good.
Yeah,
that's great. Once again, Keyless and Cloud playing tonight at Steve's Guitars. Let's go out with something from your CD, brand new on Compass Records, called Shake Me Now. And you guys suggested track number 2, On My Way Tonight.
Yeah, and we've got Stuart Duncan on this track, along with Brian, who's a percussionist, plays with Allison Brown and her band. So we're really excited about that.
Great. Stuart Duncan and Keyless and Cloud here. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank
I appreciate
you. Thanks for
it.
Having us, man.
Yeah, glad you bet.
Here.
You're welcome anytime. All right, that's going to do it for Express Yourself. Thanks for listening, and don't forget, go out there and express yourself.
My clothes are in a pile on your floor. Light bulb in my chest is burning out outside. The river's riding restless through. Back of a memory, She takes the long, treacherous way. Baby's gonna find that sea. Ooh, you know I'm a little inclined to follow. Take my hand and swing me to your soul. Ring me like a church tower rings a bell.